It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good morning, welcome. It's Monday. We're going to make it great. We're approaching 6:08. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes!
Okay, Bob, are all the computers working today?
I believe they all are.
And do we know who the president is?
Yeah, for right now, Joseph Biden is still in there. Now, the latest is that he's not going to run in 2024. Now, that's not going to be brand new news for a lot of people, but for some it might be. If you were busy all weekend,
yeah,
and part of your routine is you're not so plugged in, and now you are. Yes, Joe Biden will not run. I am absolutely amazed that it took this long. I never would have guessed it. If he was not going to run, I thought for sure that call would have been made much, much sooner.
Not this close to the convention.
They really, the Dems shot themselves in the foot in so many different ways on this. And they knew that there were issues with Joe and, you know, his mental acuity. And look, there's a degradation of his health. I mean, it was obvious. They protected him. They covered for him. And people are going to try to make a big deal. Somebody was, I think it was Fox News, running a collage of all the people going, he's as sharp as I've ever seen him. And he's this and he's that. Well, you got to remember, first of all, they're politicians. Second of all, they're Democrats. So it's like, they lie, and then they even exaggeratingly lie. And that was the case. We all knew that there were issues there. But why did they screw themselves, for lack of a better term, screw themselves out of a primary?
Yeah.
To really get people fired up over, you know, and maybe even if it was Kamala, if somebody says, hey, we can redo that image. We can make her, with enough money, with enough campaign funds, we can make her seem like a really, you know, a reasonable choice. But now, this late in the game?
Yeah.
I mean, who in the world? What's going to happen? And I thought automatically, you know, Kamala is going to be the top of the ticket. That's it.
Right.
But there's a lot of speculation that might not be the deal.
Not today.
And then there's the whole thing about the money and the FEC. I mean, they have a lot of rules related to the elections. That's what they do, the Federal Election Commission. And so my understanding was, as long as she's in the race, because she was part of the ticket that, you know, that money is bundled under or whatever, that, you know, that would all still continue to go to the quote-unquote campaign.
Right. That's what I thought. But
I don't know. Might be a little more technical or something. And then the other thing is so they're going to have a convention where they could just start the whole process over of determining who's going to be both the president and the vice president.
Yeah.
And if they that would be interesting, because this is the same party that, you know, every vote counts, and, you know, you can't disenfranchise and be like, well, you disenfranchise a lot of people, because the only people voting in this thing would be the delegates. The delegates are choosing, not the people, per se.
Well, and last time around, they really just put him in as the nominee. I mean, as far as Kamala's concerned, face it, she had no support. She was the first to bail at the at the debates. I mean, she had no support whatsoever.
Yeah, she dropped out of the race even before they get to Iowa. So there was no there was no fire there. There was no, she wasn't clicking at all. All right. So I think I texted you, Greg, yesterday, and I think it's going to be Mayor Pete. It's going to be Kamala on top, Mayor Pete, VP. I just have a feeling. Think about it. Okay. A lot of people would say Newsom. Newsom has a lot of baggage. And the hardcores, lefties, they like him. But anybody less than hardcore, you don't even have to go all the way to moderate because there's only like 12 of those.
And he's not going to want to be in the number two position.
Well, and that's, you got to figure that too. Kamala, and if you have a strong male, yeah, I don't think that that would be a good, that would it would feel maybe a little lopsided. And certainly the VP Newsom, I don't know if his ego would even allow him to be second banana. So I thought what would be the pick in terms of a chemistry. Now, the guy that the woman would like to, you know, hey, let's go shopping.
Absolutely.
And I don't mean that in a disparaging way.
It's true. Well, and actually both Newsom and Whitmer had said they had no interest in being VP, according to sources, under a Kamala Harris.
I don't see a double woman ticket. I don't have a problem with women, women in power, whatever. I don't know if, you know, a lot of middle of the road voters are kind of ready for that, if you will.
Right.
Maybe old fashioned, maybe a lot of old fashioned.
But you're doubling up on some of the old school thinking of, you know, woman's not right for the job. Oh, so great. You got her, and then you got another one that's a heartbeat away. I could see some people thinking that way.
Because if, let's just say the VP was a male, I could see, I mean, if the, the current VP was male, I could see Hillary getting in there somehow.
Yes.
I don't see how that would work now. But again, if it goes all the way to the convention in August, and they go from ground zero, who knows what they could end up with?
Oh.
I mean, remember, no clue. These are the delegates tend to be political animals, if you will.
Right.
So they're going to follow maybe more of an agenda than being able to step back and look at it. Like, okay, what do the crossover voters, you know, the people that are independents, how would this play in their mind? They're not going to, they tend not to think that way.
They're going to want what they want.
Yeah, they're like the cheerleading type. It's going to be very, very interesting. It's going to be a mess. It's going to be sloppy. I just don't see how the Democrats can come out of this in good shape. However, look,
who knows?
An old man in his basement beat a very, very popular president.
Yeah.
So I guess anything's possible. And then this whole aspect of how clean an election it'll be. But if I were a bet man, it'd be real hard to put money on the Democrats this time around.
And you can't put you can't put a stronger personality under her. That just would not work. So that's where Mayor Pete might be a good option for them.
That's what I'm saying.
I agree.
You know, but then again, you know, I did mention, I turned to Betsy last night, I go, well, the problem with a Kamala, you know, Mayor Pete ticket is, you know, that could turn out to be a real train wreck. Train wreck?
Well, it's, you know, the
Pete Buttigieg, director of transportation.
Yeah, I get it.
The judges, whole thing, that derailment in Ohio, you're not gonna, you were gonna, very slow,
like,
to give credit.
It's like Family Feud. The judges had to confer for a moment, and then they're like, yeah, you get it.
Okay. I'm happy with that.
Hey, take what you can get.
Yeah. 6:16, the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Boy, oh boy, do we have stuff to talk about, and not just all political, too. A Miami Jet almost, took people to their beachside vacation, but, you know, you usually want to go the runway first.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but they avoided what could have been a bad thing. News Talk, 97.3 The Sky. Hang on.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, let's make Mondays great. Come on, we can do it. 6:21, you're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Supposed to be some oversight hearings. I do believe that is today. They had to send out the subpoena to the director, Cheadle, and she was coming voluntarily up until Mayorkas stuck his little snout in there. He didn't want her to.
You think?
So now the subpoena, so I'm assuming that she would make at least an appearance. How much information she's going to share, we'll see. But, of course, all that's been pushed off the front page.
Big time.
Because Joe Biden has stepped down. And that gets interesting when it comes to the money. And I'll dig into that in just a second. But first, I want to go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines and touch base with D.C. Good morning.
Good morning. Like I was telling you Friday, in the intelligence industry, just part of the training that I was not a specialist in with people, we didn't believe in coincidences. So the COVID, to me, seemed to be timely that something was going to happen. And sure enough, it did. Now, phase two of this, and I'm just telling you what I see with no emotion, just as an analyst. Shapiro has been mentioned as a possible candidate for the presidency. And, of course, he's in control of the state police in Pennsylvania, where the assassination attempt for the of President Trump took place. And people were in the building that a 10-foot ladder was put up on, so that someone had access to the roof, and the three law enforcement officers inside reported seeing a person outside with what appeared to be a rangefinder. So I think that in the intelligence industry, we never believe in coincidence. So now you have the name Shapiro, the assassination attempt in Pennsylvania, and a possible him being named as a president. Or a candidate for president.
Very interesting stuff. Yes,
yeah,
you
is.
Did mention the COVID thing. I to me, the signal was Obama helping Joe off stage. In my mind, that's
like
just my
opinion.
That was
the first big step. You
that
think?
Was letting everyone know I'm showing him the door, literally and figuratively and rhetorically or whatever it is. But yeah, I'm showing him the door. I have my hand on his back. It's like,
wow. And, there you go, Joe.
Well, and, you know, I'd love to be a fly on the wall and know exactly how the conversations went and exactly what he said. And I know it's going to be a bad joke, but I have to say it.
Yeah.
You wonder if Joe's going to wake up this morning and go, I said what? I did what? Oh, heck no, I didn't. I'm still running.
Wouldn't that be interesting?
It would be.
I mean, they put it out, though.
No. As long as they don't put that on a teleprompter, I don't think Joe will articulate
that. He won't say it out loud. It's kind of like the meme that I saw, I guess, yesterday. Instead of riding with Biden, they're abandoning Brandon. So
Abandoning Brandon. Oh, okay. All right, so here's an interesting point. And I know the Dems, those slime balls, you know they'll figure out a way around it. But here's what we have, at least my understanding. So the FEC, the Federal Election Commission, the chairman, Sean Cooksey, announced that all donations made to Joe Biden for the November election, quote, shall be either returned or refunded or redesignated as appropriate following his departure from the presidential race. Well, here's where it kind of gets complicated. He's not the official, but he hasn't been designated the official candidate. In other words, that doesn't occur until they have their convention.
Right.
Just like the RNC, when they said, okay, well, he gets Secret Service protection based on being a retired...
Not a current candidate
president.
Officially.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. And, of course, that's a whole nother mess we'll get into. But here's what I'm trying to say. So I'm reading the rules, and I'm trying to understand it. And what happened was they made a change. They made a change in August. And this didn't come to light, at least that I recall. In August, The Biden for President campaign amended its FEC Form 1 to assert on line 5 that the committee was the principal campaign committee for both Mr. Biden and Ms. Harris. Oh. At the time, of course, nobody had any reason to question that maneuver. You've got an incumbent president, incumbent vice president. Mm-hmm. They're running as a pair. They're right.
Right.
So for this designation, that wouldn't raise any eyebrows.
So before this, it was just Joe Biden.
Correct. But my understanding is from a legal perspective, for this to be, they have to be the official candidates. Right. Mm-hmm. If Joe, he's already stepped aside from running in 2024.
Right.
He's already endorsed Kamala.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't carry the legal weight
right.
for the funds that are set. And what are they? What's he got?
Oh, it's
$100 million?
That's huge. And this was done when?
$100 million.
When did they change this?
In August.
That's almost a year ago.
Yeah. Yeah, that's before there was...
That's interesting.
I mean, there was our chatter, you know, we saw
sure.
him
oh, yeah.
starting to degrade, but they were doing a pretty good job of covering up for him. Huh. That was right about the time that maybe there were a few more public-type questions that were being asked.
Right.
And so that's when they...
Covered their
they
bases.
They huddled up and... Mm-hmm.
That may be their protection for those funds right now.
It may be, but they may not have completely covered themselves legally because, like I said, Joe never made it to being the official candidate.
Right.
That's done at the convention,
so,
just like with Trump.
So will she have to become the official candidate for those funds to follow her?
And would that require Joe resigning first?
Or will it just happen at the convention?
Or is it going to be wide open at the convention? Anything goes.
Okay, wild, we have wild more west. Questions than answers so far.
Wild, wild west.
Woo!
That's the theme, I guess. Yeah. It is 6:28. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and we're trying to make Mondays great. Hang in there, my friends. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Somebody has a lot of great political insight. Eric Erickson will be our guest. You know, he has a weekend show on The Sky, and he's syndicated, and he's been paying attention for a long mm-hmm. time. Even before, like, he got on the air. What was it? Red State was his publication. So, anyway, he'll offer some great insight. And that is slated for, what, 9:20
yeah.
this morning? Yeah. We're
a busy morning.
We always got the good peeps for you. You
Absolutely.
Know that. That's why you can get the Bob Rose podcast wherever you download your podcast so you won't miss any of the show. You know, click subscribe. There's no fee, but then you're privy to all that. And that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So... just to catch you up,
huh.
Joe Biden is definitely not running for president 2024. He's not, and he has endorsed Kamala.
Finally.
Obama hasn't
right.
endorsed Kamala, but a lot of people already have. That doesn't mean she's the heir apparent. Biden's not stepping down as president. Many Republicans are now saying, they want him to because, look, if you're not strong enough to, you know, run for re-election and all that, uh-huh. you're probably not strong enough to be, you know, commander-in-chief during the turmoil, especially during current turmoil going on around the globe. I can't see it. I mean, it's such a blow to his ego now to not get that second term in. I can't see anybody talking him into stepping down early. But depending on how this money goes with the Federal Election Commission, that's going to be important moving forward. It gets a little bit convoluted, so I'm not going to go too deep into the woods. But basically, they changed what they were doing when they were collecting money for the Biden campaign. And they sort of, like a checking account. Almost an either or. Oh, well, this could be for Kamala, too.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is that doesn't mean anything in terms of Biden being able to turn it over to Kamala. Like, okay, just all that money goes to Kamala and whoever. Since Biden had not yet formally been nominated by the Democratic Party, questions have arisen on if he can legally transfer his chest of $100 million to Kamala, who he endorsed to take his place. Now, according to one election lawyer, Charlie Spies, Biden will not be able to do that. He wrote in the Wall Street Journal, before the nomination officially goes to Biden, his campaign is limited to donating $2,000, just like it would for anybody, limiting $2,000 to the Democratic nominee. It doesn't matter. Gavin Newsom, Gretchen Whitmer, you know, Josh Shapiro, who's ever, doesn't matter.
Right.
So this will be interesting to see how this is going to play out financially. He says, well, they could try it, but the courts would likely rule against them, at least based on his interpretation of the law and the statutes related to this stuff.
Well, then you've got the big donors themselves who have, some have said, no, I can vote for Kamala. Doesn't mean we're going to, like, jump in. So
who was one of the big ones? Morgan and Morgan.
That's what he said, yeah. I can vote for him. Doesn't mean I have to throw a bunch of money behind
him. Big money, yeah. You wonder if he goes, well, you know, and if he doesn't feel like it, they can win. Nobody wants to back a loser. Nobody wants to flush their money. And he's into a lot of causes. Like, he wants the recreational use of marijuana, I believe. Isn't he one of the big
ones? He was one of the big ones before, yeah.
So he might say, well, I'm going to put more money into that. Campaign focus on that, because that I could possibly make that happen. All right, so you got that going on. Can you believe that when the news was breaking about Biden stepping aside for the campaign, that his aides learned the same way that most of us did, by a tweet or by an X?
Wow.
White House and campaign aides for Biden reportedly left in shock after finding out by tweet he had withdrawn from the presidential race. One Democrat explained to Politico that aides were finding out by tweet. We're all finding out by tweet, one source told the outlet. None of us understand what's happening. Biden announced it in a post on X that it had been the greatest honor of his life to serve as president of the United States, but that he believed it was in the best interest of his party and the country. I thought it was interesting, the choice of words. He probably didn't write it. I don't know how sick he is, whether he really has COVID, to what degree. I don't know. They're being a little quiet about that. So we don't even know. I think generally he's not the guy that sends out the texts. Okay? I think it's pretty safe to assume that. But it is interesting, in the best interest of his party and the country. Now, to me, I would say in the best interest of the country and to the party. You follow me? In other words, it's more important. The future of the country is more important than the future of his party. But maybe that's a Freudian slip. Maybe that's a subconscious thing. I just thought it was interesting that they put party first, which is what they do. I just thought it was interesting that they actually spell it out like that. In a separate post, Biden, I love how they do it. Biden wrote nothing.
Yeah.
Biden wrote that he was offering his, quote, full support and endorsement for Kamala Harris to be the nominee. My fellow Democrats, I've decided not to accept the nomination and to focus all my energies on duties as president for the remainder of my term. My first decision as the party nominee in 2020 was to pick Kamala Harris as my vice president. It's been the best decision I've made. All right. So he's fully endorsing her. He's all in. Almost. Well, most presidents would do something either live or they would video a live announcement, because it's pretty big news.
Oh, yeah. That's huge.
But maybe he couldn't get it together enough to be able to do that.
Mm.
So full support. Do you think he drove a hard bargain to step aside, or do you think he went willingly? You know he didn't go willingly.
Well, it was on National Ice Cream Day.
Yeah, so I say at the very least he settled for a lifetime supply of ice cream.
Easily. But how long is that?
That's what I was going to say. How big of an investment is that?
Uh-huh.
6:45. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Great guests lined up all day. We're making Monday awesome. News Talk 97.3 The Sky. Biden is definitely not running. Biden is out of the 2024 election. Will he step aside sooner than that? There's some speculation there and some Republicans who are wholeheartedly for that proposition. Good morning and welcome at 6:50, 10 minutes till 7 o'clock. Greg Cassidy is here as well. And there's a lot, really a lot going, a lot of moving parts now. And we call it the merry-go-round of possibilities. So what, you know, what's going to happen? Is Kamala definitely at the top of the ticket? Is that a done deal?
Right.
No. No. Who else could be involved in this? I, you know, my kind of dark horse guy is Mayor Pete Buttigieg.
As a VP.
As a VP, okay. Yes. Anything, of course, at this point, it is possible.
But you don't see him on top.
No, but I see he appears to be the kind of person that wouldn't be any sort of issues
right.
with answering to a, well, for lack of a better term, a woman boss.
Right. But he doesn't have the strong personality some other folks do that would not be a good fit for that number two position.
Correct. I think that I think like a Gavin Newsom might rub each other the wrong way.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Somebody that has a lot of great political insight, Eric Erickson, will be our guest. You know, he has a weekend show on the Sky, and he's syndicated, and he's been paying attention for a long time, even before like he got on the air. What was it? Red State was his publication. So anyway, he'll offer some great insight, and that is slated for what, 9:20 this morning. Yeah,
busy morning.
Always got the good peeps for you. You
Absolutely.
Know that. That's why you can get the Bob Rose podcast wherever you download your podcast, so you won't miss any of the show. You know, click subscribe. There's no fee, but then you're privy to all that, and that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so. Just to catch you up, Joe Biden is definitely not running for president 2024. He's not, and he has endorsed Kamala.
Finally.
Obama hasn't endorsed Kamala, but a lot of people already have. That doesn't mean she's the heir apparent. Biden's not stepping down as president. Many Republicans are now saying they want him to, because look, if you're not strong enough to, you know, run for re-election and all that, you're probably not strong enough to be, you know, commander in chief during the turmoil, especially during current turmoil going on around the globe. I can't see it. I mean, it's such a blow to his ego now to not get that second term in. I can't see anybody talking him into stepping down early. But depending on how this money goes with the Federal Election Commission, that's going to be important moving forward. It gets a little bit convoluted, so I'm not going to go too deep into the woods. But basically, they changed what they were doing when they were collecting money for the Biden campaign. And they sort of, like a checking account. Almost an either or. Oh, well, this could be for Kamala, too.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is that doesn't mean anything in terms of Biden being able to turn it over to Kamala. Like, okay, just all that money goes to Kamala and whoever. Since Biden had not yet formally been nominated by the Democratic Party, questions have arisen on if he can legally transfer his chest of $100 million to Kamala, who he endorsed to take his place. Now, according to one election lawyer, Charlie Spies, Biden will not be able to do that. He wrote in the Wall Street Journal, before the nomination officially goes to Biden, his campaign is limited to donating $2,000, just like it would for anybody, limiting $2,000 to the Democratic nominee. It doesn't matter. Gavin Newsom, Gretchen Whitmer, you know, Josh Shapiro, who's ever, doesn't matter.
Right.
So this will be interesting to see how this is going to play out financially. He says, well, they could try it, but the courts would likely rule against him, at least based on his interpretation of the law and the statutes
right.
related to this stuff.
Well, then you've got the big donors themselves who have said, no. I can vote for Kamala. Doesn't mean we're going to, like, jump in. So
who was one of the big ones? Morgan and Morgan.
Morgan. Yeah, that's what he said. Yeah. I can vote for him. Doesn't mean I have to throw a bunch of money behind
him. Big money. Yeah. You wonder if he goes, well, you know, and if he doesn't feel like They can win. Nobody wants to back a loser. Nobody wants to flush their money. And he's into a lot of causes. Like, he wants the recreational use of marijuana, I believe. Isn't he one of the big
ones behind it?
So he might say, well, I'm going to put more money into that campaign, focus on that, because that I could possibly make that happen. All right, so you got that going on. Can you believe that when the news was breaking about Biden stepping aside for the campaign, that his aides learned the same way that most of us did, by a tweet or by an X?
Wow.
White House and campaign aides for Biden reportedly left in shock after finding out by tweet he had withdrawn from the presidential race. One Democrat explained to Politico that aides were finding out by tweet. We're all finding out by tweet, one source told the outlet. None of us understand what's happening. Biden announced it in a post on X that it had been the greatest honor of his life to serve as president of the United States, but that he believed it was in the best interest of his party and the country. I thought it was interesting, the choice of words. He probably didn't write it. I don't know how sick he is, whether he really has COVID, to what degree. I don't know. They're being a little quiet about that. So we don't even know. I think generally he's not the guy that sends out the texts. Okay? I think it's pretty safe to assume that. But it is interesting, in the best interest of his party and the country. Now, to me, I would say in the best interest of the country and to the party. You follow me? In other words, it's more important. The future of the country is more important than the future of his party. But maybe that's a Freudian slip. Maybe that's a subconscious thing. I just thought it was interesting that they put party first, which is what they do. I just thought it was interesting that they actually spell it out like that. In a separate post, Biden, I love how they do it, Biden wrote nothing.
Yeah.
Biden wrote that he was offering his, quote, full support and endorsement for Kamala Harris to be the nominee. My fellow Democrats, I've decided not to accept the nomination and to focus all my energies on duties as president for the remainder of my term. My first decision as the party nominee in 2020 was to pick Kamala Harris as my vice president. It's been the best decision I've made. All right. So he's fully endorsing her. He's all in. Almost. Well, most presidents would do something either live or they would video a live announcement, because it's pretty big news.
Oh, yeah, that's huge.
But maybe he couldn't get it together enough to be able to do that.
Mm.
So full support. Do you think he drove a hard bargain to step aside, or do you think he went willingly? You know he didn't go willingly.
Well, it was on National Ice Cream Day.
Yeah, so I say at the very least he settled for a lifetime supply of ice cream.
Easily. But how long is that?
That's what I was going to say. How big of an investment is that?
6:45.
You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Great guests lined up all day. We're making Monday awesome. News Talk 97.3 The Sky. Biden is definitely not running. Biden is out of the 2024 election. Will he step aside sooner than that? There's some speculation there, and some Republicans who are wholeheartedly for that proposition. Good morning and welcome at 6:50, 10 minutes till 7 o'clock. Greg Cassidy is here as well. And there's a lot, really a lot going, a lot of moving parts now, and we call it the merry-go-round of possibilities. So, what, you know, what's going to happen? Is Kamala definitely at the top of the ticket? Is that a done deal?
Right.
No. Who else could be involved in this? My kind of dark horse guy is Mayor Pete Buttigieg.
As a VP.
As a VP, yeah. Yes. Anything, of course, at this point, it is possible.
But you don't see him on top.
No, but I see he appears to be the kind of person that there wouldn't be any sort of issues with answering to a woman boss.
Right. But he doesn't have the strong personality some other folks do that would not be a good fit for that number two position.
Correct. I think that I think like a Gavin Newsom might rub each other the wrong way.
Oh yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah. Well, and did she work under him essentially? Was he? I'm putting you on the spot because
yeah.
I don't know the timeline.
I think
was she in the Senate already when?
I think there was some crossover maybe when she was. You're talking about a prosecutor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, all of a sudden, yeah, that's her bio now. Tough prosecutor.
Oh yeah, right.
Kamala, tough. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No. You worked this many years in the Biden administration. You were never pushing to be tough on crime. Not once. In fact, you took money out of your own pocket to bail people out that were tearing stuff up and looting and burning buildings during the Black Lives Matter and Antifa thing that whole summer. Yeah, she was bailing people out. Tell me how tough she is. They're going to try. That's another image thing they'll try to deal with. But listen to this. A coalition of former Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley voters pledged their support for Kamala Harris. Now, this is a PAC, group raising money.
Mm-hmm.
And Biden announced Sunday afternoon that he's not seeking a second term. And this political action group, and it was previously known as Haley Voters for Biden.
Interesting.
So I guess they made no bones about mm-hmm. what they were really trying to do was impact the primary and
right.
get Trump out of it. So support Nikki Haley to get rid mm-hmm. of Trump because they didn't want to face Trump in a general. And so apparently, I guess they didn't make any bones about it. And that's the deal. Well, now they are switching over to support Kamala.
Makes sense.
Yeah. But yeah,
it's confusing when you think of, are they really Nikki Haley fans? But they're really trying to help the left.
And for anybody who, like the talking heads on TV and the pundits who are trying to talk about the viability of, mm-hmm. of Nikki Haley,
right.
It was like, no. We told you that a lot of those numbers were inflated because they were never Trumpers and not necessarily even Republican voters.
No.
They really didn't want Trump to have to get to the general. They didn't want to have to face him. So, all right, so you got that going on. And here's a kind of a new name. All right, that could be thrown into the ticket mix. Josh Shapiro. Now, he is the governor of Pennsylvania. And what makes that interesting is, and you might be able to guess via his name,
mm-hmm.
that he's Jewish.
Right.
Now, that Jewish folks, if you look at the tendency, tend to support and vote for Democrats, even though it doesn't make sense to a lot of us, including myself. Especially you got the Abraham Accords and other things. Nobody's done more than Trump.
But a lot of American Jews
yes.
don't like Netanyahu.
Well,
so I think that's part of their thing. Yeah.
But here's the deal. You got to deal with the squad.
Yeah.
Is the squad going to support a Jewish vice president, which, as you know, if something happened to Kamala, you would have your first American Jewish president.
And Kamala tends to be a little more supportive of,
in this case, the Palestinians
yes.
whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so does the squad, and so does, members of the Democrat Party. In other words, that's a much bigger number than it used to be.
That would be a problem for them suddenly having a Jewish president, wouldn't it?
Not a problem for me.
No, not at all.
But the Democrats, or at least that faction of it, not so happy. Davis Gainesville, Chevrolet Skylines, and Stephen, you're on the air.
Yeah. While the party doesn't have to take her as the nominee, by the way things are going, tell me you didn't see this coming. VP Hillary Clinton. Mm. She gets to be president by proxy.
Well, I mean, Hillary's name has come up several times.
But again, it's that strong personality. She's not going to settle for the number two slot.
I already have the T-shirt, Cackles and Cankles, that the printing press is whirring along right now. It's another big money maker that I've got.
I love the campaign.
But Cackles and Cankles, 24.
It would have to be the other way around. She would never go for that.
It would have to be Cankles and Cackles?
Yeah, it would. She'd never go for the number two slot.
Hmm.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Too much ego. She's especially since she doesn't like that she got beat by Trump and denies that.
But are you forgetting
here we go.
That she's a Clinton?
So would Kamala have an accident?
Why? Let's just... Clinton? She'd be looking behind her back.
Oh, yeah.
Every minute of every day and sleeping with one eye open.
Yeah.
And when she does fall asleep, nightmares of Vince Foster might just ruminate around her conscience or subconscious.
Or does something just happen at the convention?
The convention.
Instead of a Biden-Trump again, could it be a Hillary-Trump again?
Some people said convention, Dems, Chicago, 1968.
What could go wrong?
No, that'll never happen. Yeah. Looks like it could be even crazier. We've got a lot more coming up. News Talk, 97.3 The Sky. Biden is definitely not running. Biden is out of the 2024 election. Will he step aside sooner than that? There's some speculation there and some Republicans who are wholeheartedly for that proposition. Good morning and welcome at 6:50, 10 minutes till 7 o'clock. Greg Cassidy is here as well. And there's a lot, really a lot going, a lot of moving parts now. And we call it the merry-go-round of possibilities. So what, you know, what's going to happen? Is Kamala definitely at the top of the ticket? Is that a done deal?
Right.
No. No. Who else could be involved in this? I, you know, my kind of dark horse guy is Mayor Pete Buttigieg.
As a VP.
As a VP, okay. Yes. Anything, of course, at this point, it is possible.
But you don't see him on top.
No, but I see he appears to be the kind of person that wouldn't have, there wouldn't be any sort of issues
right.
with answering to a, well, for lack of a better term, a woman boss.
Right. But he doesn't have the strong personality some other folks do that would not be a good fit for that number two position.
Correct. I think that, I think like a Gavin Newsom, they might rub each other the wrong way.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, and did she work under him, essentially? Was he, and I'm putting you on the spot, because
yeah.
I don't know the timeline.
I think
was she in the Senate already when?
I think there was some crossover, maybe when she was, you're talking about a prosecutor?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, all of a sudden. Yeah, that's her bio now. Tough prosecutor.
Oh, yeah, right.
Kamala, tough. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No. No, you worked this many years in the Biden administration. You were never pushing to be tough on crime. Not once. In fact, you took money out of your own pocket to bail people out that were tearing stuff up and looting and burning buildings during the Black Lives Matter and Antifa thing that whole summer. Yeah, she was bailing people out. Tell me how tough she is. They're going to try. That's another image thing they'll try to deal with. But listen to this. A coalition of former Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley voters pledged their support for Kamala Harris. Now, this is a PAC, you know, group raising money.
Mm-hmm.
And Biden announced Sunday afternoon that he's not seeking a second term. And this political action group, and it was previously known as Haley Voters for Biden.
Interesting.
So I guess they made no bones about what they were really trying to do was impact the primary and get Trump out of it. So support Nikki Haley to get rid of Trump because they didn't want to face Trump in a general. And so apparently, I guess they didn't make any bones about it. And that's the deal. Well, now they are switching over to support Kamala.
Makes sense.
Yeah. But yeah, I just.
It's confusing when you think of, are they really Nikki Haley fans, but they're really trying to help the left.
And for anybody who, you know, like the talking heads on TV and the pundits who are trying to talk about the viability of Nikki Haley,
right.
It was like, no. We told you that a lot of those numbers were inflated because they were never Trumpers and not necessarily even Republican voters.
No. They
really didn't want Trump to have to get to the general. They didn't want to have to face him. So, all right, so you got that going on. And here's a kind of a new name, all right, that could be thrown into the ticket mix. Josh Shapiro. Now, he's the governor of Pennsylvania. And what makes that interesting is, and you might be able to guess via his name, that he's Jewish.
Right.
Now, that Jewish folks, if you look at the tendency, tend to support and vote for Democrats, even though it doesn't make sense to a lot of us, including myself. Especially you got the Abraham Accords and other things. Nobody's done more than Trump.
But a lot of American Jews yes. don't like Netanyahu.
Well, that okay. But,
so I think that's part of their thing. Yeah.
But here's the deal. You got to deal with the squad.
Yes.
Is the squad going to support a Jewish vice president, which, as you know, if something happened to Kamala, you would have your first American Jewish president.
And Kamala tends to be a little more supportive of,
in this case, the Palestinians, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so does the squad, and so does, members of the Democrat Party. In other words, that's a much bigger number than it used to be.
That would be a problem for them suddenly having a Jewish president, wouldn't it?
Not a problem for me.
No, not at all.
But the Democrats, or at least that faction of it, not so happy. Davis Gainesville, Chevrolet Skylines, and Stephen, you're on the air.
Yeah. While the party doesn't have to take her as the nominee, by the way things are going, tell me you didn't see this coming. VP Hillary Clinton. Mm. She gets to be president by proxy.
Well, I mean, Hillary's name has come up several times,
but it's that strong personality. She's not going to settle for the number two slot.
I already have the T-shirt, Cackles and Cankles, that the printing press is whirring along right now. It's another big money maker that I've got.
I love the campaign.
But Cackles and Cankles, 24.
It would have to be the other way around. She would never go for that.
It'd have to be Cankles and Cackles?
Yeah, it would. She'd never go for the number two slot. I don't think so.
Okay.
Too much ego. She's especially... since she doesn't like that she got beat by Trump and denies that.
But are you forgetting
here we go.
That she's a Clinton?
So would Kamala have an accident?
Why? Let's just...
Clinton?
She'd be looking behind her back.
Oh, yeah.
Every minute of every day and sleeping with one eye open.
Yeah.
And when she does fall asleep, nightmares of Vince Foster might just ruminate around her conscience or subconscious.
Or does something just happen at the convention?
The convention.
Instead of a Biden-Trump again, could it be a Hillary-Trump again?
Some people said convention, Dems, Chicago, 1968?
What could go wrong?
No, that'll never happen.
Yeah.
Looks like it could be even crazier. We've got a lot more coming up. News Talk, 97.3 The Sky.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.